And you're listening to the mid-morning show on Vectis Radio 1.6 FM. Andy Knight, and not forgetting online, of course, at vectisradio.world. As always, every month, my special guest who joins me in the studio, it's Matt Davis. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Andy.
It's so lovely to see you, as always. And you brought Stuart in with you. Stuart is here to support you. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Matt, so every time you come in now, every time you come in, you struggle in with a sackful of new awards. Every time you come in.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks to me for that. I love whatever.
Absolutely. And you have bought in, and I am looking here with my sunglasses on, I have to say, because these are bright, shiny silver objects, and there's two of them on the desk here I've got. I'm just going to read the plaque on the front of the plinth supporting these magnificent silver trophies. One of them says Isle of Wight Sports Foundation 2017 Disability Senior Matthew Davis. That would be you. And then another one, even bigger, if I can lift it. This one says Isle of Wight Sports and Recreation Council Achievement Award Disabled Matthew Davis. Now, this was a couple of 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
At the Medina Theatre,
the awards for the Isle of Wight Sports Achievements for 2017, a very posh and glitzy affair that you were invited to, and you received these awards, more awards. I mean, your mantelpiece just can't take all these. You're going to need a trophy cabinet. I don't know about anything else. But this is just wonderful, Matt. I mean, I am so thrilled for you. It's great. And, you know, what was it like for you going up on stage at the Medina Theatre, all those people, and getting these awards? How did you feel?
I felt absolutely fantastic signing. I did not believe it.
You couldn't believe... Well, I mean, you just keep receiving these awards, local, national awards, everywhere is recognising your achievement. And for those of you who are not regular listeners to the show, I know there are plenty out there who know Matt very well, and he comes in once a month to have a chat and keep us updated with what he's been doing. But Matt has overcome the most extraordinary, significant challenges in his life. I mean, when you were about 3 years old, doctors said you'd never walk, you'd never talk, you'd never do anything. And these awards that you're receiving, and this, I've lost track, I've lost count, these must be the fourth or fifth awards you've received in the last year. And what are they for, Matt? Tell us what they're for.
Swimming and diving, disabled.
Disabled, swimming and diving. And you have been working so hard. I know you keep fit at the West Wight Sports and Leisure Centre. You go to the gym there and you do your diving, and you've done all these competitions and exhibitions, and you have been diving off what high board was it? Remind us.
5 metres.
I mean, that is ridiculous. I have never been able to dive. I just can't do it. I can barely dive off the side of the pool.
I have done 30 metres a pin board when it's another board. And
well, the 3 metre springboard, that's quite different, isn't it? Because it's a springboard, it actually wobbles, doesn't it? I mean, the 5 metre board is a fixed board, isn't it?
I think I had to keep my balance very well. I did it with Molly MCs at the first time, then did it all by myself.
By yourself? So you had someone to help you and support you while you were learning, but keeping your balance and then being able to dive. And we are talking proper diving. We're talking head first jobs here. We're not talking about anything else.
I mean, I did it. And thought by myself with Molly on the upper board in edge to help me.
So Molly was helping you by being on the other board and just helping you, encouraging you and showing you what to do. Fantastic.
Then I knew Lulu for it's the diving part of manager came down towards me and said, well done, Mavi.
Well, I'm not surprised. I should think that everyone says that to you, Matt, because, you know, what you've achieved, I know I always go on about it, but frankly, I just find it unbelievably amazing.
That's it. Mum and Dad, the heaps was in maybe odds on that on it, but who would hope all over it's actually eating loads of balance.
Well, you're keeping your balance and being able to do that so well is extraordinary. I mean, your mum and dad are so very, very proud of you. And then to get all these awards, literally in the last year, as I say, I've lost count, it must be four or five of these awards, but to get awards from your local community here on the island is just wonderful for you, Matt, and we're so proud of you. And, of course, your hero, who really inspired you to go into diving, is Tom Daly, of course.
Yeah, it's...
And are you hoping one day that you might get to meet Tom? And
On Friday, 4th of May.
I had a vague idea that you were hoping in May. So in a month's time, you might get to meet Tom Daly. You're going up to London, is that right?
Yeah, it's off the 3-metre zipping boat and the 10-metre I will do.
You're not going to do the 10-metre board.
Yes, I am.
No. I don't believe that.
Yes,
that is fabulous. Well, all I can say, Matt, is that, I mean, I use the
that
word...
That will make the year.
Well, that will make the year. That'll make every year, because if you actually get onto a 10-metre board, I wouldn't even stand on it. Never mind dive off it. Never mind jump off it. I mean, I just cannot believe you can do that. And I use
but
the...
I will do the 5-metre board. It's the tiny height. I do not want to damage myself.
Oh, no, you must be safe. Of course you must. But, I mean, you are now an expert and experienced diver. So, you know, you are just such an inspiration.
In 2019, I'm into the elite diving of 27 metres.
No. Christ. Is he going to go higher, do you think, Stuart?
He wants to do cliff diving. That's your next goal, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what. It would be a very silly man who bet against you doing anything that you set your mind to, Matt, because it's basically been your strength, your courage, your bravery, your perseverance and your determination which has led you to where you are today. It's just an extraordinary story. Wonderful. Matt, it's always such a delight to see you with that wonderful smile that you bring in every time and the inspiration that you give to all of us that nothing is impossible, and you prove that. You've done it in spades, mate. And these two lovely shiny awards, as I say, I think we're going to have a whip round and get him a really big trophy cabinet, because it's not going to stop here. I know it's not going to stop here.
I think an extension on the house might be needed soon.
A trophy room. Let's have a trophy room for you, Matt, because you've got so many of these wonderful awards, all so richly deserved. And Stuart, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Matt, always a delight to see you. We'll see you in a month's time, and we'll talk more about, hopefully, your visit to London and maybe some more about Tom Daly. But thank you so much for coming in, Matt. And you look after yourself and just keep on keeping on.
Thanks, Andy.
Oh, you're welcome. Always a joy to see you.